trustees on Monday, April 8th at 11:45. First thing on our agenda, we'll start, are there any changes that need to be added to the agenda today? Hearing none, we'll accept the agenda as printed and we'll move on to the consent agenda. The consent agenda includes our minutes from the March 25th meeting and our payment of our bills. So I would look for a motion for the resolution to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion for the resolution to accept our consent agenda has been made. Are there discussion? Any of the items on there? Especially the payment of bills, I would, again, I for one do appreciate the highlighting that's been done for our capital projects that are on there. I can kind of pick them out a little bit easier. Anything from questions along the way from anyone? Hearing none, roll call.
Certainly. Commissioner Lammer?
Aye.
Mattern?
Aye.
Mabu?
Aye.
Weber?
Aye.
DeBleek?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. And we'll go on to the WAPA contract for administrative services between Lammer and MRES. And I'll turn it over to our power supply manager, Ms. Carlson.
Good morning. Basically, this WAPA contract is not changing the original contract in any way. MRES will administer it, and they will pay the WAPA bill directly, and then we will pay MRES. Another piece of this arrangement is that MRES will handle any third-party payments on behalf of WAPA. That's something brand new, but that's something that MRES has done for many years, John. So they will take over that. And then they will also be taking over the scheduling of the WAPA energy. What remains the same is that we're still responsible for the payment, even though MRES is going to be paying on our behalf. And the pricing and everything else with WAPA is still the same. So it's just an administrative thing.
In reviewing it, I marked on the 7.3 was that there's no, there aren't any handling or administrative charges. It's just what they, that will be a direct pass-through on that.
Exactly.
So
yes.
That was one of the areas I was concerned about, whether there was going to be some charges in that.
No.
That was not coming up. Again, this item is, it will be a resolution that's needed, so a motion to, for a resolution to approve the WAPA contract for these services. And we'll make that a motion to accept.
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second that.
Okay, and there's discussion regarding this contract, anything that's jumped out at any of the rest of the commissioners beside that one? Commissioner?
Question on the billing. You say our WAPA billing doesn't really change or the rate. Is this rolled into our total MRESS contract where we're paying them for the services? I'm sure they're not doing it for free, but.
It is rolled into it, but it is separate. So the WAPA has its own cost, and then the MRES has a separate cost.
Okay. So there is a bit of a management fee to MRESS to manage WAPA?
So.
No?
No,
I'm not going to know, John.
What that is, the Missouri lowest cost for administering this contract is part of our S1 rate, so there's no additional cost for them to manage it. This is basically, as Chris alluded to, to a pass-through. They scheduled this for us. They received the bills for us. Also, the bill crediting that Chris talked about, that has to do with the federal government and their allocation of funds for hydropower, which has been under scrutiny for the last number of years because they want to remove it from their budget. So those are ways around, working around the federal government to keep the system intact and do the repairs. So a number of different things going on here. But no, our fees will stay the same, our rates will stay the same, our allocations remain the same as they have been with Wilmer managing the WAPA contracts.
One thing I want to say about that, as far as the rates remaining the same, the rates are set every year, and they have not changed for several years, other than they, I shouldn't say it that way, they did change. They changed last year. They took out one of...
Drought adder.
Pardon?
The drought adder. And then...
What adder?
The drought adder was reduced last year. Two things.
Yeah. But they also...
You're thinking about the crediting?
Yes.
Okay.
They gave us credits. Now they've taken away the credits, but they also reduced the drought adder. And so ultimately, our rates were lowered. And that is always set up every year around November through the Federal Reserve. And so our rates can change, but it's always been that way. Just wanted to make that clear.
And the term on this contract is the same as our WAPA contract? You know, it says December 31st of 2050. Is that where...
Yes.
The same as our WAPA contract?
Yes. So, our current contract ends in 2025 or 20?
2020.
2020. And this new contract takes over from 20 to 50.
Okay. Well, I know the WAPA power is very good to have. Probably our cheapest power.
It is our cheapest power. Our WAPA power is costing us probably less than 3 cents. Is that right?
The power itself is...
A cent.
The power itself is 1.2 cents.
Yeah. And when you put the demand...
Capacity.
Yeah. And then the capacity in there, our WAPA power, I believe, is just under 3 cents. Mm-hmm. And with the drought adder that Chris was talking about, that drought adder doubled our rates for about 10, 12 years in there, I'm going to say. Real close to doubling it for a number of years. And the drought adder, what the drought adder consisted of is WAPA, the federal government's required to fulfill its obligation in delivering power based on the WAPA contracts. So when the basin, the watershed basin, when in the drought years, there was not enough water runoff into that basin for the federal government to fulfill the contract, so they had to go out on the market and buy the power to fill the contracts. So when we talk about drought adder, that was the cost of WAPA going out in the market, purchasing the power to fulfill their contracts with all of us. And that drought adder was a separate line item on the bill, which we paid off last year. So that's why the drought adder was removed from our bill, which was a little less than doubling of our bill through that period of time. So.
Thank you, Madam President. Chris, do I understand correctly that this is to replace the contract that expires in 2020 and then extends it from there?
This is a totally separate contract. This is an administrative contract.
Okay.
Really, it's between us and MRES and WAPA. But essentially, everything that we're doing here is moving over to MRES. Plus, with MRES, there's a few additional things like paying that third-party vendor. And what else was there? It was one other thing.
So it's more than just payment management that they'll be doing?
Yes.
It's scheduling as well.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted a little clarity as to why we're involving a third party if it was just payments.
Oh, no. Provide some clarification on that, Commissioner Matter. The third party is not for payments. Missouri River will be handling it. The third-party contractor vendor, however you want to refer to it, has to do with the entity that manages the repairs on the federal system. Federal government does not release money for repairs. The only way they can get that is by those communities that utilize the system. And how that works is we prepay. How it's been working up to this point is we basically advance about 30 days worth of power supply costs to the federal government to do repairs and maintain the system. At the end of the month, we get that back with interest credited against our bills. That's the third party that comes into play here. It's basically a managing entity to give us the ability, without affecting the federal government's budget, the Corps of Engineers and the Bureau of Reclamation is who manages this system, so that there's no impact on the federal government's budget in the hydropower system area. Well, we still have the ability to keep that system up and intact and reliable. So that's a third-party vendor in there.
Thank you both.
And then this also, then this takes into the scheduling component.
Yes.
Yep. With this agreement. Other questions?
I want to point out one other item here on that first attachment under contract information. The third bullet, it talks about we need to enclose a copy of the Wilmer City Council meetings. Chris has reached out to WAPA and asked me that we're responsible for these contracts if we need council approval, council resolution. They said no. So with commission's approval today, we will be able to execute these contracts and return them.
Other questions from the commissioners regarding this? Okay, then we'll go ahead with roll call.
Commissioner Mattern?
Aye.
Mabou?
Aye.
Weber?
Aye.
DeBleek?
Aye.
Jameson? Excuse me. McDonald?
Aye.
Lahmer?
Aye. Thank you, Chris, for that report. Then the power cost summary for February of 2019, and we'll continue with you.
So this new report is pretty self-explanatory, but a reminder is that the blue bar shows the total expenses for each month. But when looking at the red line, you need to refer to the current month for the 12-month rolling average for the most up-to-date information. So last month, when we were looking at the 12-month rolling average, the cost was 6.4 cents. Well, that's old news now. The new number is 6.3 cents. Okay, so I just wanted to, I'm gonna probably say this many times over the year just to remind everybody. The cost of power for February rose from the January average cost per kilowatt hour to 6.1 cents per kilowatt hour. And the overall cost of power for the 12-month rolling average has remained relatively flat the last few months, dipping slightly to 6.3 cents per kilowatt hour. So, any questions on that?
Doesn't appear to be any from anyone, so again, appreciate that. That's good for us to be informed on that, I believe. I'm glad that that's back in our agenda documents. Again, thank you for that report. Then we'll go on to the sales tax refund, and we'll let our Director of Finance, Ms. Rundy, talk to us about that.
Thank you. Back in December, with the assistance of Kevin, we compiled our capital equipment sales tax refund for the years 2016 through November of 2018, and I submitted the sales tax refund in the amount of $77,165.86. They did disallow $37.04, which had to do with some poll wrap, so we were glad to see that we got the majority of the refund, and we received a check for $77,149.95. $1,005. That will be the last of our capital equipment refunds. July 1st, 2015, the state of Minnesota changed that ruling that we no longer had to apply for refunds and pay the tax up front, but we could file exemptions. So during November, we went through and filed exemptions with our vendors that provided us capital equipment, so we no longer need to file for this refund, which is why this refund was through November 30th, 2018. We grabbed everything that we had up to that point and then filed exemptions from there forward.
So now it becomes Kevin's responsibility to make sure that they don't try to sneak something in, right? Questions or concerns from anyone regarding that? Okay, again, piece of information. Thank you, Denise, for that. Then we'll go on to our March of 19 Turin report, please. And then we'll let our facilities maintenance supervisor, Mr. Marty, speak to that.
Thank you. As you see in March, we had a pretty fair month. Availability was good on both roads, 991 and 998. No major outages. Total output was 656,272, which is a decent month, but fell a little bit below the last 3 or 4 years. Exceptional last year, looking at turbine downs. So the turbines are there and available. We're just waiting on the wind. Just a little side note: we'll be doing some semi-annual maintenance starting this month, so we'll get some non-wind dates for that.
That'll be good. Hopefully, the blue bar returns up to the top of the list then, right? Except for those of us, we don't want the wind blowing all that much. Okay, thank you. Any questions?
Are we going to be doing some additional blade repair this summer?
Yes, I actually reached out to the vendors last week, and they're working on that schedule. Expecting it sometime in May.
Questions. Thank you very much for the report, and we'll move on to our safety board recognition. Pretty excited about that, and we'll last let our energy services and marketing rep, Ms. Moratsky, speak to that.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a couple of notes that we did place first in our in-group D on the APPA safety awards, and I believe that goes toward our RP3. Yes. Yep. That also goes within our RP3 designation. So great news. And then we also won a meritorious award from the Minnesota Safety Council. And again, I just submit the applications. Staff does the work. All of our employees do it. So it's a real good testament and a good feel-good thing about their work toward safety and their commitment toward everyone working safely here. That's I think all I have on the safety.
Well, thank you very much for the report, but please convey from the commission our appreciation for the job that's being well done to keep themselves safe and for our safety record. That it's awesome, and to be recognized on a national level really speaks to what we're doing, because there is a comparison, and it's a big deal, not only, like I say, for the utilities, but for the individual employee and family as well. That's very important.
And in the packet, the PDFs are actually the press releases that have been submitted to the newspaper. So we'll also put those on our social media and make sure we keep the recognition going for those things.
And as you mentioned, it helps us maintain our RP3 designation as well on the national level. That's a big thing. It truly is. Okay, any other comments from anyone else that regarding that? Questions? Okay, thank you very much, Michelle. Appreciate that information. I can take that talk back to staff, the pride that we feel in our utilities.
We will do. Thank you.
And then we'll go on to the Missouri River again, our items of interest, and the manager here will let you discuss that with us, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The first one is a news release. Wilmer is one of 12. We talked about our reliability recognition through APPA prior when we received it from APPA, and now Missouri River came out with a news release listing the 12 Missouri River member communities that received that same award. So kudos again to staff for the job well done. Next item on there is the Laramie River tour in August 8th. If anybody wants to take that in, Beth will register you. It's an interesting tour. If you've never seen a coal plant, a big power plant like that, with the reservoir and the plant itself and the coal mine, so if you have time to take that in, reach out to Beth, let her know. Then we're up to our Missouri Board of Directors monthly meeting update. In the packet you have the summary, also the link to the video is also in your packet. But with that said, Mike will also...
we're having visual difficulties. You can still play the audio if you'd like.
Okay, it would be up to the commission, Madam Chair. Do you want Mike to play audio without the visual yet? Or?
I think we could just, yeah, go ahead with that. And let her, then she'll cover all the areas and... I don't have to kind of guess on it from John's perspective, otherwise John has to talk about it.
Welcome to the report. Severe weather that meant safe travel led to an abbreviated meeting of the Missouri River Energy Services and Western Minnesota Municipal Power Agency Boards of Directors. Only 5 board members were present, while others joined via webinar. Several agenda items were deferred to the April 11th meeting. However, the boards did act on a few items. Staff members reported on the 2018 results of Missouri River's performance indicators. These indicators measure progress on our organization's 8 long-range strategic goals. Those goals deal with the following objectives. 1, provide adequate, cost-effective, reliable energy and energy services. 2, provide for adequate, reliable, cost-effective transmission service. 3, support continued nonprofit ownership of the federal hydro generation and transmission system. 4, maintain a strong financial position. 5, protect, preserve, and promote member energy systems through value-added services. 6, attract and retain a qualified and competent staff. 7, promote and maintain political awareness, and 8, assure reasonable environmental sensitivity. The board accepted the 2018 Performance Indicators Report. The board also approved execution of reliability compliance service agreements with Moorhead, Minnesota Public Service and Pierce, South Dakota Municipal Utilities for transmission planning services, as well as with Alexandria, Minnesota Light and Power for transmission subject matter expert services. Missouri River staff was authorized to enter into an agreement with Great River Energy for preliminary engineering and permitting of a transmission line from Oregonville, Minnesota to the Johnson Junction substation near Morris, Minnesota. Missouri River is required to rebuild this line, but 2 interconnection customers who requested the line will pay all the costs of the rebuild. The board also adopted a resolution approving proposed amendments to Missouri River's bylaws and the membership agreement. These amendments correct conflicts between the 2 agreements, ensure consistency of the agreements with current practice, and clarify authorities of the board. On March 18th, Missouri River sent a written notice to all members explaining the proposed changes in detail. Any members who do not agree with the changes will have 15 days to request a referendum vote on the amendments. If 20% or more members desire a referendum vote, a ballot will be sent to all members who will then be asked to vote on the amendment. Each member will have 10 days from receipt of the ballot to cast its vote. Thank you for watching and remember to join us again next month for our report from the April board meeting.
Thanks, Mike. Almost, just a half of one note today, because we didn't get to see it, okay? But anyways, thank you, and hopefully that works out. Empowering the community video, is that on hold as well, or?
Same thing, we don't have to
look at that.
carry that one.
Yes. Yeah, that would be, that's just, I was going to say, I'll move that one forward. Okay, and then we will go on to our general manager's report. Other things?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The first one is our Labor Committee meeting addressing the strategic plan. We had one meeting. Labor Committee met once already to start reviewing the plan. When we recess that meeting, we'll be picking it up tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll be able to finish it up tomorrow. Also, next meeting, Representative Baker would like to come and give a legislative update on our energy policies. Anything else that the Commission would like an update on regarding the legislative issues, he'd be willing to address that as well. We just need to let him know. Address the energy issues. And then a couple items, Planning Committee and Labor Committee as appropriate. Those meetings will be called shortly. I shouldn't say shortly. Planning Committee will probably be shortly. Later, Labor Committee will be waiting for yet for additional items there. Planning Committee will be meeting shortly here to talk about generation. There's been some new development we have. Potentially could have the ability to pick up some nice, reasonably priced used units, which changed is changing how our financial projections look, which might warrant discussion here sooner rather than later, being that they're becoming available. So more to come on that. Upcoming events, governance webinar series. I mentioned that last meeting, that Missouri River due to the importance of commissioners, council members attending them. They're willing to pick up half the cost of those series. So if you have time, by all means, please consider taking part in them. And let Beth know if you're going to be here or if we need to get you signed up for them. And then, let's see, APPA Electric Industry 101 webinar to be held, April 10th, April 19th, keeping pace with utility trends and technology. So far, Commissioner Lamar has signed up for that. Anyone else that would like to sit in on it, you're more than welcome. And then we have our Missouri River annual meeting coming up on May 8th. That is a one-day meeting. No, it's a two-day meeting, day and a half. It'll start on one day, May 8th. Is that a Thursday, Beth? I believe so. Yeah.
It's on a Wednesday.
Wednesday, Thursday. So it'll start Wednesday at noon. So if you can make it, it'll be a lot of information presented in a very short period of time. Starts at noon on Wednesday. They'll wrap up about 5 o'clock, and then there's a reception. They'll pick up again on Thursday morning, and they'll wrap up by noon on Thursday. So you'd leave early. Sioux Falls is a three-hour drive from here, so you'd leave early on Wednesday morning, 7 o'clock, 7, 8, somewhere in there. And you'd probably return home on Thursday about 4 o'clock. So if anybody can make that schedule work, I think last year we had Commissioner Lamar and Commissioner Mattern attended last year that meeting. So if that fits your schedule, by all means, reach out to Beth and we'll get arrangements made. Then Missouri River has offered to come to do a 101 on power supply and their organization on May 13th. So that's coming up, and then the rest of the meetings are I shouldn't say that. APPA is coming up June 7th through the 12th, and I believe Commissioner DeBleek is considering going or has committed to going. So anybody else is looking to go to that meeting, by all means, again, let Beth know. And the last three items are further out. So that would conclude my update for General Manager's Report, as well as future events and dates, unless there would be additional questions from the Commission.
Questions from anyone? Anyone want to say, yeah, I'm going to get right off the bat. lots of things going on. And maybe, John, maybe if you could just tell us just a little bit about that on our desk.
Thank you. No questions there. In front of you, on the table, brochure that was just rolled out on Friday by Vision 2040. And they started a community promotion to inform people and encourage people to attend. Renowned speaker, Doug Griffith, talking about 13 ways to scale your community. There's a little bit of a negative undertone to it. But it's about things that you shouldn't do if you want your community to grow. So I think the community will find it very interesting. We're doing a lot of things right here in the community. It's a reminder of what we need to continue to do to grow the community. So you're going to see a lot of outreach in that. So if you
piece of kind, put it on your calendar if you have time and spread the word. 2040, I would appreciate that. Or hoping to build a conference center as well as a little Crow Country Club. We're having two events, one in the afternoon, one in the evening for those that can't get away from work. But I think it'd be worthwhile for everyone to attend.
Thank you, John, and supporting the community with that. Is there anything else to come before the...
I'd just like to make a comment. You talked about the reliability recognition that we received. I think that's a major item. You know, it goes to show the dedication of the staff and the people here at the utilities and the hard work they put in, you know, with our reliability and our service that is provided. And customers should really take notice of it, that, you know, we're off maybe minutes throughout the year. You know, that's really an accomplishment when you look at some of our neighboring communities of maybe off days at a time. You know, and we're off only minutes. So it's really like to make say kudos to the staff and the utilities here on that.
Thank you, Commissioner DeBake. That's true. Our reliability factor, Jaron, our engineering supervisor, and Todd, line department supervisor, touched on our reliability numbers when they gave their annual update. But we're sitting here at basically five nines, 99.999% of the time our power is on to our customers. By industry standards, and that's why we received this award or recognition from APPA as well as from Missouri River. That's outstanding. Most on the co-ops and on the IOUs, they don't even get close to, you know, 90%, 92% at best in that range someplace, and we're sitting up here at 99% of the time. 99.999% of the time our customers have power here. So, no, very, very respectable from an industry standard perspective.
Thank you, Commissioner DeBake. Again, all the kudos that we can give to our staff and management, that's good. That's good for what they do. I feel proud of it as a commission here in Wilmer. Anything else to come before the commission today? Doesn't look like there's anything to come before the commission today, so the meeting is adjourned.